Welcome to Culture Crash Course. I am your host, Sophia Grande Buttermer, and this is my first introduction podcast for my EPQ project. If you're unfamiliar with the EPQ project, it is a qualification taken by students in England and Wales, which is equivalent to 50% of an A-level. At EPQ, you can choose to do a project from any area, so I decided to do a podcast for my EPQ. So I'm just going to do a little description of the topic areas. In my podcast, I'm going to create around 7 episodes on topics from countries in each continent. So 7 continents, 7 episodes. Some examples of podcasts that I could create is the interaction between countries, for example, the wars and how this influenced trade and marriage between the people in these countries, or the religions around the world and how these spread between the continents. Before I get into the actual podcast, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Sophia. I come from a multicultural household. My mother grew up and was raised in Ireland from a small farming village called Dunmanway. And my dad was born in Manchester, but is Spanish and grew up around a lot of Spanish people and within a Spanish culture. I've been lucky enough to experience both sides of my culture. I've grew up majoritively on my father's side and impacted by their influence from my grandparents who are Spanish, although I don't speak Spanish, sadly. But I've also visited my Irish family and experience their culture too. And I've also been lucky enough to experience the actual world. I've gone to Spain, I've gone to Ireland and gone to North America. I've been very privileged to be able to explore the world, and I would like to do that in the future as well. You may be wondering why I decided to learn about these new topics and to take this topic area as my EPQ. Because I've learned that especially in the last couple of years due to COVID and also the Black Lives Matter movement, that people need to learn about other cultures and other people's experiences in life in order to lower their level of discrimination and like to not overstep people's cultural background. For example, like cornrows wearing African-American hairstyles, it can be seen as insulting. Through learning new information about people's backgrounds and traditions and experiencing different people's cultures, that it will help them to understand and also to reduce the racism and discrimination that we have in our society at this time. Anyways, I'd like to introduce how I'm going to be ending each of my podcasts. In this section, I'm going to be giving you a recommendation of like a TV show, podcast, or a social media account, or tell you a fun fact about the culture that I spoke about in this podcast, or even tell you a true or false question. In this podcast, you're going to be lucky enough to have all three. So firstly, my recommendation this week is going to be the TV show Kim's Convenience. It's on Netflix and I began watching it a couple of days ago. It's about Mr. Kim, who's a stubborn middle-aged man who runs a convenience store in the neighborhood of Moss Park in Toronto. However, he tries to control his dysfunctional family, which leads to commotion. I think it's quite interesting, and also it's sometimes quite funny, and also it shows you the interactions and small parts of Korean culture incorporated into the show. The next part will be my fun fact, which also about South Korea, leading on from Kim's Convenience Store TV show. It's that in South Korea, Wi-Fi is available practically everywhere. So this means even if you're in a coffee shop, shopping center, library, museum, even on some remote islands, the Wi-Fi is still available in the majority of South Korea, which is incredible for millennial and like Gen Z students like me. This is in the south of Korea though, not in the north of Korea, because the country was separated due to the Korean War. Another recommendation about the separation of the two countries is the Korean drama called Crash Landing on You, which shows the interaction between a South Korean celebrity and a North Korean who gets stranded in North Korea and is helped by a North Korean soldier. Finally, the true or false today is a very simple true or false: is Mandarin the most spoken language in the world? The answer is that English is actually the most spoken language in the world, according to Berlitz.com, with over 379 million native speakers. Anyways, this is the end of my first introductory podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you will push yourself to learn about new cultures and learn more from other people, because I believe that when you have more knowledge, it just creates a better person. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.